This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.
Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
In the garden, and God told them, don't eat of that tree. Yet the Satan came and told them, you shall not surely die. When God says, don't do something and you do it, He told them, in the day that you eat thereof, ye shall surely die. And Satan comes in and said, ye shall not surely die. See, they did not follow Christ. They didn't deny themselves. They didn't take up their cross, and they did not follow God. And therefore, we are in the mess that we're in because they doubted God. God was telling them and preventing them from sinning. But yet, they took of that fruit, and there we have it. What is God telling you not to touch? But yet, you still going back for it, day after day, week after week, you don't have the power. My friend, I'm praying for you that you get on the straight and narrow. Now, let's say, for example, you are a child of God, and you strayed. We are called sheep, and that is, they're one of the dumbest animals there is. They can't hold an attention span. They wander. So if you are a child of God and you're wandering, you find yourself out in left field, out there in the river or in the sea, God wants you to come back. But the question is, who are you following? Are you following the crowd, aka the world, or are you following Christ? In order to follow Christ, you must unfollow the world. Jesus said it this way. He said, except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. That repentance is believing in Him for the pardoning of your sin. Do you believe that you are a sinner? Do you believe that God sent His Son, Jesus Christ, only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, to die on that cross for our sins? He bled and died for you. But on that third day, He rose from the grave with all power. And then He says this, if thou, in Romans chapter 10:9, He says this, Romans 10:9, He said that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thine heart that God raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. You know, because the Bible says in Luke 6:45, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. What's in your heart? Is the world in your heart, or is it Christ is in your heart? Yeah, I'm telling you this, if Christ is in your heart, you will do what He says, enter ye in at the straight gate. Are you entering in at the straight gate, or are you trying to come some other way? And Jesus makes it clear, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. I want to encourage you, if you heard this message today, that you are on the straight and narrow, and that Christ is in your heart. I pray that if you are out following the crowd and you haven't received Christ, that you receive Christ. Or if you've strayed, God wants you to come back. Take this message, go back and look at the scriptures and see what God says. Here's what I want. I want to end with this last scripture here. Matthew chapter 4, verse 19 to 20. Listen to this. Matthew chapter 4, 19 to 20. We'll close after this. And He said unto them, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. See, if you're following Christ, you're going to be fisher of men. Why? Because He made you to be, not you. And then He says, and they straightway left their nets and followed Him. My question is, Jesus is saying, are you following me? They straightway left their nets and followed Him. What will you do? Will you be on the straight and narrow, or will you continue to be in the broad way? So as we end today, remember, enter ye in at the straight gate.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's Word is life.
This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.